We are four lines up from before the wides get line on Lamed Vav and Beis. We just came up with this wild idea, or that was suggested, that intermarriage is prohibited. Znus is also prohibited when a Jewish woman is sleeping with a non-Jewish man. But when a Jewish man is sleeping with a non-Jewish woman, that's biblically prohibited in public, but in private, it's only an Isser Durabanan, a Gezerah made by the students of Shammai and Hillel. So the Gemara rejects that idea and says, no, but Sina Nami, based in Shel Chashmonai Gazru. No, that, it's true, it's no longer a biblical prohibition, which is fascinating. It's not a biblical prohibition for a Jewish man to have an affair or have sexual encounter with a non-Jewish woman in private, but it was still prohibited, not by students of Shammai and Hillel, it was prohibited by the Beis Din of the Chashmonaim. So you're around first, second temple times. Techi asa Rav Dimi amar Beis Din shal Chashmonai gazru Yisrael habal ha'oberes kochavim chayim shem nashka. That Nashka is an acronym for Nida, Shivcha, Avodes Kochavim, and Ishas Ish. Ki asa Ravin amar shem Nashgaz, that adds on Znus. So bottom line is that this was prohibited at the time of the Beis Din of the Chashmonaim. If that's the case, then what did Shammai and Hillel add on to this prohibition? So the Gemara says, Ki gazru Beis Dino shel Chashmonai bia. No, the Chashmonaim only said that having sex is prohibited with a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman in private. That's what they extended to. Aval yichud lo, but they didn't talk about seclusion. V'asu inu gazru afilu yichud. And then the Shammai and Hillel students added on the prohibition of yichud. Gemara says, Yichud, that's a new thing, a fairly new thing. Yichud nami beis dino shel David gazru. No, this was already done in the times of David HaMelech, even before the Chashmonaim. The Amar of Rav Yehuda ba'osa shah gazru al yichud. There was a gzeira done on yichud. But that would be strange, because that means that the prohibition of yichud came before the prohibition of a Jewish man having sex with a non-Jewish woman in private. Obviously, if there's a prohibition of yichud, how would they be allowed to have sex? The Gemara says, Amri hasam yichud debas Yisrael. Aval yichud de'ovet kochavim lo. No, what was that yichud about? That yichud was only about a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. But aval yichud de'ovet kochavim, but a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, there was no prohibition of yichud, just like there wasn't a prohibition originally about having sex with a non-Jewish woman in private. Then therefore, va'asu inu gazru filu a yichud de'ovet kochavim, and then the Shammai and Hillel added on the prohibition of yichud for the Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. Gemara says, Yichud debas Yisrael deraisahi. What do you mean that David HaMelech made a prohibition against a Jewish woman having Yichud with a non-Jewish man? That was already done, biblically speaking. That was already in the Torah. Da'amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Mishim Ben Yotzarek Remez Liyichud Min HaTorah Minayin Shenemar Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha V'chi Ben Eim Mesis Ben Av Eino Mesis. What, only the son of a mother will turn their child away, but the son of a father won't? Ela ben misyachadim im imo ve'ein acher misyachadim kol arayos. Rather, what it means is that a Jewish man, is allowed to have yichud, be secluded with his mother, but he can't have seclusion with any other of the women that he's prohibited to be with. So the Gemara says, yichud de oraisa de eshes ish. You know, the Torah is speaking about Yichud with regards to married couples. David said, a married woman. But David added on even a prohibition of Yichud by a single woman. And then students of Shammai Hillel added on a gzeira that applies that a Jewish man is not allowed to be secluded with a non-Jewish woman. So you see that it sounds like Jewish men had potentially these prohibitions to have some form of intimacy with a non-Jewish woman, but through the generations, this gezeirah was expanded and extended, and all forms of intimacy, including yichud, was prohibited. And that's why if a man wants to be intimate with a non-Jewish woman, she has to first convert and become Jewish, and then he's no longer being intimate with a non-Jewish woman.